It's funny to think that so many of the things that we take for granted are actually relatively new concepts, right? Like having your own oven in your own kitchen. In lots of societies, even today, whole villages might share a single oven that someone fires up and everyone brings their bread to bake or their stews to braise. Now, I don't know if the people who cook that way think of it as anything more than, well, hey, this is how my food gets made. But I wonder what it feels like when something as intimate as cooking your food for your family is so clearly intertwined with your neighbors doing the same thing. Well, artist and school librarian Jennifer Burton wanted to see what having a communal oven might do for her town of Johnson, Vermont. So last year, just before the winter, she built one in a public square with a friend, and now that it's warm out, her town is starting to put it to use. Our friend Melissa Clark caught up with Jennifer to find out how things are going.
Jennifer, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
So tell us about the oven that you built.
Well, my friend Mark Woodward and I built a wood-fired oven. It's open to the community. It's there for anybody within the broader community, not just our town of Johnson, to use. People sign up to use it through the town. They have to submit a use application, and then they get a little bit of training on how to use the oven, and then they're free to use it for their event.
You know, I've never heard of a community oven like this. Where did you get the idea?
In 2014, my friend Mark and I heard a VPR story about a community oven in Norwich, and we both really liked that idea, and we had talked about it for a long time before this happened. I have family in Portland, Oregon, who also have a wood-fired oven in their backyard, and they open it up to their neighborhood and community and have neighborhood bakes where people will bring their own breads and other things and bake them in their oven. Those were the two primary things that sort of got this going for me.
Now, Johnson, Vermont is a town with a lot of transient people because of the studio center and students coming in. So how do they feature into this?
Well, one of the reasons that we decided to build the oven was sort of to address that, to sort of bring this diverse group of people together, to give them a gathering place where they might intermingle and where they might, you know, sort of create a sense of community, even if they're only there for a short time.
And they can get to know each other over food.
Yes, which was one of the big impetuses for doing this, was sort of using food to bring people together and to sort of rekindle that kind of old-fashioned way of kind of coming together around food and an oven and baking communally.
And what kind of events do you have there?
Well, it just got built in October, and we had it pretty well closed for the winter. I was pretty concerned about the heat differentiation between the sub-zero temperatures and the high heat of the oven and cracking.
Oh, okay. So
it didn't get used over the winter, but this spring, neighbors of the oven used it for their birthday party for their young child. The Vermont Studio Center has used it for one event. The school used it for a health fair. I think the library has also used it. There have been a few other uses this year so far.
So what was the most challenging part of putting together this project?
The most challenging part came from people in the town, primarily with concerns about where to locate the oven. Mm. The Historical Society was very intent that we not get them to move from their corner of a certain park.
Okay.
that was one, and we didn't. Other people wanted us to have it in a different park, kind of on the outskirts of town, a park that honestly, when they said the name of it, I didn't even know was there, which was one of the reasons I didn't want to have it there.
Right.
We really wanted to have it in the center of town, a place where people would just see it by walking by and know it was there and see it as a resource.
So how should people use it? What are some of the great things to make in a wood-fired oven that you wouldn't necessarily make in your regular oven at home?
Well, Richard Miskovich has a great book. And one of the favorite things from that book for me are these roasted onions, where you put them in and you almost let them burn on the outside, and the inside just gets baked so nicely, and they're delicious when they come out, and they're great for putting on breads and other things. But also, we've experimented with pretzels, definitely with the pizza. We tried some cookies, and that worked out. The real tricky thing is just, you know, making sure that the temperature is right, moving things around into the proper location so they bake well. So those are some of the tricky things about it.
And do you think that when people get together over food and over cooking together, it's a different way of them relating to each other? Do you think the act of cooking plays into it?
Yeah, the act of cooking. And also there was a study that Shankar Vedantam shared about when people share the same kinds of foods, they're more likely to agree on things and to come to consensus faster than when they're eating different kinds of foods. So that was, you know, just something to consider in this process of, I think when you're eating the same things and cooking together, it just creates a sense of coming together and agreeing on things more than when you're not.
I loved hearing about this. Jennifer, thank you so much for coming.
Well, thank you for having me.
Jennifer Burton is co-founder of the Johnson Community Oven in Johnson, Vermont. You can find that recipe she talked about for Ember Roasted Onions at splendidtable.org.